Hikers at Mount Rainier National Park are discovering that there is more wildlife at the park than officials want to admit. In this episode, we're going to hear two accounts of hikers who were shocked at what they found at the park. Mount Rainier, located in the state of Washington, is an active volcano. The national park that surrounds it contains almost 1,000 square miles of rivers, valleys, meadows, old growth forest, and even glaciers. The park is often blanketed in snow due to the high altitude and ever-present clouds that surround Mount Rainier. Although it hasn't erupted since 1894, Mount Rainier is considered one of the most dangerous volcanoes in the world due to the high likelihood that it will erupt again sometime in the future. In spite of this, the park attracts visitors all year round, drawn to the area by the scenic peaks, abundant wildlife, and challenging trails for hikers. However, there is another reason why anyone going to Mount Rainier National Park should keep their eyes and ears open and be wary of the danger that may be lurking in the ancient forest to be found there. But before we get into the stories, did you know that 33% of Dreadhead subscribers prefer a little milk and sugar in their coffee? However you like your coffee, grab a cup and hit that subscribe button, because I release strange and mysterious encounters every single day. August 2019. My name is Gary, and I've been bird watching in the Pacific Northwest ever since I was a teenager, so over 25 years now. I've always had an interest in animals of all kinds. Some of the best places to track and spot wildlife are in the national parks like Mount Rainier near Tacoma. I'm very familiar with this region in particular because my father was an ecologist who used to take me on long trips with him around Mount Rainier, tracking animal populations and monitoring invasive species in the park. I'm pretty experienced with the local animals. I like to go out on long treks, sometimes for weeks at a time, just enjoying the scenery and keeping an eye out for some of the rarer birds, bald eagles for example. But last summer I started noticing some strange occurrences in the park, things that I still have no explanation for, that have seriously challenged my understanding of nature. One day around the start of August, I was traveling around some of the lakes in the northwest of the park. I had started off near Mowich Lake and worked my way up the Ipsit Creek Trail towards Unis Lake. It wasn't a particularly hot day, and I could feel rain in the air as I made my way up through the forest. And before lunchtime, it began to shower. I had come lightly dressed, expecting the same good weather that there had been in the city that morning. So when it started to rain, I decided to take shelter just off the path in some tall fir trees. As I was crouching there under the trees, I got a strong whiff of animal droppings. So I searched around and I eventually found something a little deeper into the forest. I thought this was strange because the droppings I found were almost 20 yards from where I'd first smelled them. Way too far for me to pick up on with just my nose, I would have thought. My curiosity was piqued, so I pulled my shirt over my nose and got down to have a look. The droppings were not that unusual, and to my surprise, the smell didn't get worse when I got right up to them. I thought they might have been from an elk, but I wasn't sure. I looked around for tracks, and I found the smell became stronger as I walked south of the droppings. I was starting to think that maybe I was going to come across some dead animal somewhere in there. But as I was looking around, I saw something that looked like black fur caught on the lower branches of a tree. When I got closer to it, the smell became intense. And by the time I was beside it, my eyes were watering, and I had to literally hold my breath in order to have a look. Whatever had come through there had left behind a large patch of its dark, dirty fur, but it was coarse and slightly matted. It didn't look like bear fur. Even though I couldn't think of any other animal around these parts that would shed black fur. It also seemed very late in the year for bears to be shedding. My main question, though, was how could this patch of fur smell worse than animal droppings? What's more, how could it smell so bad that I could pick it up from 20 yards away? Underneath the tree, I found the remains of some tracks. I didn't recognize these either. They were very big, even for a bear, and widely spaced, with five long splayed toes. Now, bears usually have a big toe on the outside of their foot, but these tracks showed that the animal had a big toe on the inside of the foot, more like a human. These were not like any tracks I had seen before, and I've been at this kind of thing for a very long time. I thought I must be making some kind of mistake, and decided it was best to just assume it was a bear, so I should practice bear safety and get the heck out of there without disturbing anything that didn't want to be disturbed. It was still raining, so I decided to call it an early day. I couldn't stop thinking about what I had seen that night, though. And the next day, I decided to go back and have another look around the same area to see if I could find any trace of the animal that had left those prints. I got to the same spot early the next morning, but as expected, the rain had washed away the tracks I found in the forest. There was no sign of the rank black fur on the tree branch either. I walked for a while, and after much searching, I finally found some more tracks right at the edge of the forest, leading out towards Unis Lake. I looked all around, but I couldn't find where they led, so I decided to take another trail that led to a lookout, where I'd be able to see far around and figure out where I wanted to explore next. The climb was about 600 feet, and by the time I got up there, I needed to sit down for a minute to catch my breath. The sun was high in the sky at this point, and I couldn't have asked for a clearer or more breathtaking view of the park. The sun was high in the sky at this point, and I couldn't have asked for a clearer or more breathtaking view of the park, so I decided to take a selfie. There were a few mountain goats at the water's edge below me. I was just sitting there, taking in my surroundings, when something seemed to spook the goats, and they took off up the hill into the trees. I was puzzled, but then I saw a dark shape moving amongst the trees on the far shore of the lake. I could tell that whatever it was huge, but I couldn't clearly make out what it was. Again, my mind went to bears, but then something happened, something that made my skin crawl. It was so out of place and confusing to me. This thing, which had been tearing through the forest on all fours, the same way almost animals run, leapt into the trees. It didn't get to the bottom of a trunk and then climb up like a bear would. It forcefully jumped what must have been at least 10 feet and grabbed a branch, then threw itself from one tree to the next across the branches. It was making its way around the edge of the lake through the trees, but it suddenly occurred to me that I might lose sight of it if it reached the heavily forested eastern shore. Until then, I'd been fixated on this thing, so shocked that I didn't move a muscle, but now I was fumbling for my binoculars, which I had remembered to put in the front of my bag. I raised them to my eyes, but only managed to catch one final glimpse of this creature before it disappeared into the thick of the trees on the eastern shore. What I saw in the glimpse has hardly left my thoughts in the last year. I've told myself that I was lightheaded from the walk up the trail. I'm not as young as I used to be. That the tree cover and the speed it was moving at, the light and the shadow of the forest can play tricks on the eye. All of these things could have given that black creature some shape it didn't really have. But I know one thing for certain. Nothing with the head of some gigantic, ferocious dog has ever been recorded moving like that thing moved. I thought I knew Mount Rainier like the back of my hand. But I guess there are still things out there that can surprise or even disturb me. July 14th, 2018. Back when we were working in Seattle, my boyfriend and I loved to take time away from the city and get out into nature with nothing but our backpacks. I was working as a waitress, and he was working as a mechanic, but we had both grown up in rural towns in Washington, and we both had tons of experience trekking and hiking and camping all over national parks in the North and Midwest. We both knew how to climb difficult trails, and we had no problem surviving in the wild for days at a time if need be. This one week in June, we decided we wanted to go somewhere new, somewhere off the beaten track, with more of a challenge than the easy trails we had been hitting lately. We heard from friends of ours that Mount Rainier National Park had some great spots for camping, as well as many remote areas where you were unlikely to see any other people if you traveled deep enough into the forest. We fell in love with the place as soon as we got there. We took the Wonderland Trail, a serious hike even for experienced outdoor people like us, and took in the amazing views of icy glaciers, mountain peaks, and meadows full of wildflowers. After about an hour of hiking, we decided to go off the trail a bit, and before long we were surrounded by the forest so thick that it almost blocked out the sunlight. We had all of our camping gear with us, which was pretty heavy, so when we reached a small clearing in the trees, we decided to sit down for a while and get something to eat and drink while we rested and took in our surroundings. The noise of life in the forest was all around us. We could hear birds and we could hear the wind going through the leaves of the trees. It felt very peaceful, and mostly we just stayed there listening to nature. We were sitting there for maybe 10 minutes like that when some kind of change came over the forest. I don't really know how to explain it. It was like the air of the place suddenly became a lot heavier, or like someone had used a dimmer switch on the sun, even though there wasn't a cloud in the sky and it was in the middle of the day. What was certain was that the forest, which until then had been full of sounds of wildlife, and now had gone very quiet. No noise from bugs or birds, and even the leaves in the trees had suddenly gone very still. I looked at my boyfriend and I knew by his face that he had felt it too, a sense of something that was wrong. He was sitting upright, scanning the forest around him and looking out for something. My first thought was, could it be a cougar? We had been told that these big cats were one of the most dangerous things to look for when you're up here, and we had been keeping an eye out for signs of droppings and tracks or scrape marks on the trees, but we hadn't seen anything so far. I had an air horn with me in case I needed to make a loud noise to scare off any unwelcome attention from predators, and I was just reaching into my backpack for it when something caught my eye in the trees to my right. "Look," I said under my breath, and my boyfriend followed my gaze to a spot about 70 yards into the trees, where something was moving. It was dipping its head close to the ground and looking around from time to time. "It's just a deer," he said, and I let out a sigh of relief. We smiled at each other and looked back at the animal grazing in the distance, partially camouflaged by the bushes and the trees. But the more I looked, the more something still didn't feel right. The deer was acting very nervous, and sometimes it would just stare at a spot further into the trees behind it, as if it could see something that we couldn't. Minutes went by, then without warning, the deer forgot about eating and dashed off at full speed into the trees. I knew it hadn't seen us because we had been keeping very quiet and very still all the time it was there, and the way that it was running, it had been spooked by something suddenly, even though it had been alert the whole time we were watching it. When the deer had gone out of my sight, my boyfriend gave me a confused look, and I was about to say something when he suddenly crouched down, and I instinctively did the same thing, following his eyes to the trees off to our left. Something was running fast, heading in the direction the deer had gone. Something black and shaggy. There was something strange about the way it ran. It seemed to be sort of galloping, as if its front legs were a different length than its back legs, like the way I'd seen gorillas running in documentaries. The trees were thick, so it was hard to see exactly what it was. "It looks like a wolf," I thought. But I knew there were no wolves up here. I could only catch flashes of black as it ran between the trees. This creature, whatever it was fast and powerful despite its awkward run, and before I could think anything else, it had reached the spot where the deer had only been moments ago. When it got there, it stopped in its tracks, sniffing through the bushes and the undergrowth. I heard my boyfriend muttering something like, "What in the heck is that?" But neither of us moved an inch. A dog, maybe, I thought, but this was enormous, with a massive head and a mane of thick black fur covering its neck, and these powerful shoulders that seemed more ape-like than canine from what I could see at this distance. Then it looked in our direction and did something neither of us expected. It stood up on its hind legs, staring at the two of us with these huge orange-yellow eyes. I couldn't tell for sure because it was so far away, but I thought the thing must have been at least 8 feet tall. I felt the overwhelming urge to run, but I just stared and stared at this thing for what felt like the longest time, and this thing just stared back with those huge, inhuman eyes. I remember it raised its snout in the air and sniffed hard a few times, like it was trying to figure us out by our smell. It did that a few times, then it looked to me and bared its teeth ever so slightly, but then it took off again with that weird gallop on all fours after the deer. I stood there for a long moment, listening to it crash off through the trees, and it wasn't till well after I heard that last branch breaking in the distance that I snapped out of it and I looked at my boyfriend. Neither of us had any explanation for what we had just seen. We decided to get back to the regular path as quickly as we could. I kept looking over my shoulder on the way back, but I didn't see any sign of anything following us. When we talked about it some more, we decided we'd rather go on to one of the campsites with people around us. Neither of us felt very comfortable being alone in the forest anymore. We reported what we had seen to the park ranger later that day, who told us it was probably a coyote or maybe a black bear, which were often seen in that part of the park. My boyfriend is now my husband, and we still talk sometimes about what we saw that day. We both agree that whatever we saw that day, it wasn't a bear or a coyote. It wasn't like any animal we have ever heard of, then or now.